Three, two, one.
You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Huh? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owens coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing?
I'm really looking forward to this coffee.
I've had two of these today.
The full thing?
The full thing.
This is number three?
When I'm by myself, I make it about three quarters full.
Okay.
I do a little less beans, make it about three quarters full.
I was going to say, that's a full...
This is an IKEA product here. Mm. It's only like...
Sweden.
Maybe... Yeah, It's only like $10.
That's not bad.
And it's all there's no plastic
that's
like touching the coffee, which is a big thing for me. It's the metal filter, all that stuff. It's in glass. That's a big deal. Plastic and coffee do not belong together.
I agree.
If I can avoid it at any cost. So for those of you who are uncultured, this is what they call a French press, Jason.
Mm, yeah.
And the coffee is from Montana, from my favorite coffee shop, Moav Coffee. Shout out. If you live in Billings, go to Moav Coffee. Don't go to the one on the West End. Go to the one downtown. It's the same coffee. Your coffee. Are we having a problem?
I forgot to plug this in.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I wouldn't worry too much about it.
All right. I won't worry too much about it.
We're still recording on here.
Okay.
She just wasn't recording the audio on there.
But. Are we doing okay, Stella?
Yeah.
Maybe Michaela. Would you like it if Michaela left? Would that help you stay focused?
You're very distracted.
I know.
I do feel like about once a week when Michaela's here, there's always this moment.
Yeah. That happens more with Michaela
than
when she's not here. So
keep
it together, Michaela. Keep it together. So go to the one downtown. It's better. Just the environment is better. The guy that owns it, his family is from Ohio. Every vacation that we go to Montana, I'm there for about 2 weeks, and I spend about, if I'm there for 14 days, I spend about 10 days in this coffee shop. So for like 2 weeks, they're like, this guy's like our new number one customer. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm just gone. I have conversations with them all day. I'm just hitting around. I'm like Norm at Cheers. I mean, I'm just around all the time. Hey, how's that book coming? You know, all that
stuff. So when you show up a year later, do you just pick it right back up?
Well, that guy knows me. But see, last year, he was at his other coffee shop because they're expanding. So it was just this new customer or employees. I'm not a fan of them. Although they were very nice to me.
Yeah.
You should go to Moav. They're great. If you live in Billings. If you don't live in Billings, you can move there, I guess.
How long of a drive would it be worth it to get there?
Oh, I see.
If you lived an hour away.
Well, the
away,
thing about Montana is you either live in Billings or you live 5 hours from Billings.
Right.
You know, it's just the way it is. So if I was within an hour of it, I would go there.
Once a week?
At least once a week.
Really?
Yeah. Like on my day off, I'd go there, just sit and read and drink coffee all day. Definitely. No doubt about it. So this is
is it ready to
this
pour?
This is their coffee. You know, I usually brew this one for about 7 or 8 minutes is what I do.
Okay.
And so we're sitting at about 5 minutes, I would say,
so
maybe right now.
I'd let it go for
a couple. It's a light roast.
Okay.
If you'll notice, it's even almost brownish. It's not black.
Yeah.
It's a light roast. It's got a sweetness almost to it.
I think a light roast is higher caffeinated.
I don't know. I guess I don't know if it's a light roast. I mean, I know that it's a light coffee. I don't know if it's a light roast. I don't know what the roasting time is. But anyway, it's very good. And I've been honing in the perfect amount of time and coffee beans.
Yes.
Oh, and I forgot to bring it. Oh, shoot. Anyway, I've got this hand grinder, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That I grind my coffee with. And for those that are into coffee, you know, they've got those food processor blade things that you can put.
You know, I've got one of those,
That's no good. So, you know, that cuts the coffee, okay, and harder to dial in the grind size. It just kind of is what it is.
That's you know? Not true.
Well,
you can tap it and make it more coarse, or you can hold it down and make it fine.
Yeah, but then it's not even like there are. You're gonna find full pieces. It's that's not
what type of coffee grinder do listen, you have?
A grinder. Actually, I have a grinder.
Okay,
which is better for coffee, for the sake of the oils. There's yeah. a whole thing.
No, I
Jason,
get it.
There's this guy on YouTube. His name's James Hoffman.
Yeah.
It's the
I
most
went to school with it, Jimmy Hoffman.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's this guy because he's okay. British. The guy that I'm watching. Very pretentious. I mean, he's all about his coffee. And he talks a lot about grinders. I mean, and the grinder that I want, it's the Zero Niche grinder. It's about $1,200.
That's a lot of money.
I'm probably not going to get it anytime soon.
You're dropping some hints for...
Hey, if anybody it, you know, has access to that niche grinder, maybe you bought one, you're like, I don't really care for it. Send it to me. I'll pay for the shipping.
Or we'll advertise for it.
Or I'll totally advertise for it. So
you're doing it now for free.
Yeah. So what I ended up doing was buying a hand grinder. So I did some some Amazon searching, and I found this hand grinder, and I watched this thing, and I was like, this is it. This is it. So I get the grinder, and I've been using it, very happy with it, honestly. I mean, very happy with it. It's manual, so I got some work to do, but it's not bad. It's good. I don't do much. So, I mean, it's good for me to get any physical activity that I get. And then I'm watching this James Hoffman channel, and he is going to review hand grinders. And I thought, this is interesting. I'm, I got the hand grinder. Maybe he'll review mine. So he purchased online five different hand grinders, and two of them, he's like, these are different brands, but they're literally exactly the same. Mm. So obviously there's some bigger manufacturer and then people put their label on it.
Right.
That's mine.
That's one you bought.
That's the one I
generic.
Got, which I got the generic one. And of all the five, he did not like that one. Mm. He was like, this is no good. And he had all sorts of reasons why it wasn't any good. And now the thing that I was so happy with before.
You're totally disappointed.
I just, every time I use it, I'm just disgusted. I'm just like, ugh.
I thought you did research.
Well, I did an Amazon search, I think is my exact term.
Totally different.
I didn't do research. So what I want is the Zero Niche grinder. If I can...
$1,200.
You know, I found one on eBay that said it was gently used for like $600.
Okay.
So...
Well, if we start our coffee shop in Marion...
We're going to need to get something bigger than this. Oh. The Zero Niche is a home grinder. You need, for a coffee shop, you need something
for
industrial.
Coffee shop? You're talking coffee shop? Coffee?
All right, here we go.
It looks like sweet tea.
It, like I said, it's kind of light as far as the flavor. It's not a strong flavor, but
it's really hot.
Well, Jason, it's coffee that I just brewed. What do you expect?
It smells delicious.
It's my favorite coffee. It's very good. And now I'm all upset with James Hoffman because he didn't like my hand grinder. So I don't know what to do about it. But I've been drinking coffee all day. I haven't had espresso yet, which I've been having a lot of lately. That's the other thing. So there's another guy that I know. You know him too. His name's Josh Haas. Josh is a friend of mine. He's a coffee connoisseur, much like ourselves, even more so. And had our sister over at the house and made her a Nespresso. Because I have the Nespresso machine.
I had
our sister over
at the house. Okay,
she's friends with Josh too.
Right, right.
And
maybe more so.
Yeah, and I gave her and her husband, whose name is Josh, different Josh, a Nespresso. I made this whole thing, and Nespresso kind of is to espresso what Keurig is to coffee. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah,
I'm not a Keurig fan. I don't like Keurig.
Not a big Keurig fan.
I think it's the plastic, if I'm honest. I think I can taste the plastic. But the Nespresso is it's an aluminum thing. So it's different. So anyway, I make it for him. But I say, don't tell Josh Haas because he has his own espresso maker at home. Yeah. He's very like into it. And he knows all. Josh will judge me. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
Well, she told him. Mm. And he confronted me about it. And I threw hot coffee in his face. So, anyway,
I bought a 5-pound bag of coffee at Roll King. Very good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you burn through the coffee that my father-in-law gave you?
No, I haven't opened it yet. It's still sealed.
Mm.
It's a lot of coffee.
It is a lot of coffee.
Once I open it, it's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
Right?
Freshness is a big deal.
Freshness is a big deal.
What do you store your coffee in? Just the bag, or do you have a container? you got to get a container, a vacuum sealed container. Those are pretty pricey too.
Listen, I try to drink it so I don't have to store it.
I see.
So I'm going to wait till I have like a week off of work.
And then just go crazy.
And just go crazy, mm-hmm. drink coffee all week.
Yeah.
Burn through it all.
Yeah.
And it'll be good. Last time he sent it to me, I loved it. It was great. Fantastic yeah. coffee.
It's cowboy coffee or something yeah. like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I took a picture
of it. So you get a 5-gallon barrel of coffee from Rural King.
Yeah.
Ground already?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, but I'll tell you what, that's the thing about buying expensive coffee. If you do buy expensive coffee that's already ground and it's been vacuum sealed, see, they're using a good grinder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's an industrial good grinder there. So I don't know if people are interested in this.
Listen,
I've gone on a deep dive on coffee. Friend of the show, Jesse Schrake, who yeah. sent us
the mug,
the yeah. Mount Rushmore mug back there, just he owns, as of like last week, half of a coffee company. So we what? Might, yeah, I don't know.
In Listen, Marion?
Jesse, I love you.
International?
But, it's
what is this?
They
make coffee?
They don't
they
make
grow
coffee.
They grow the plant.
They don't. No, they don't.
Like he's got They're a whole coffee. Hydronics plant.
They're selling coffee online. No.
He's a middleman.
I didn't say that.
That's what it is.
I don't appreciate you speaking ill of
I don't. I've never
our,
met him. I don't know.
One of our best listeners.
Well, he's one of our listeners.
Middleman. He's much more than a middleman.
Okay.
You know, he's a part owner of a coffee
company. So he buys
coffee
from one guy
California.
And sells it to another guy.
Yeah, sure.
That's a middleman.
He's
putting himself in the middle of the source and the consumer.
Okay.
Listen, you can make a lot of money as a middleman.
Well, listen, maybe we'll advertise for his company.
Yeah.
You know.
What's it called?
He told me. It's called something like... Not bad coffee or something. Mm. It's not that.
It's not bad,
but it's
coffee.
Something like yeah. that. Or I like my coffee good. Or I don't know. It's something.
I had this idea a while back.
You did have this idea.
I wanted to be a coffee middleman. I told you this like 6 months ago. I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
We could have been
a coffee middleman.
We could have been the coffee middleman.
We could have been. Now Jesse has.
Now Jesse role. Has it. He took it.
What a jerk.
Did he know? We didn't talk about it on the show, did we?
I don't know. If we talked about it, we probably talked about it on the show because it's been well documented that we don't talk off of the show.
That's true. I give away my best ideas. One of my best ideas. I'm telling you, this is a killer idea.
Mm-hmm. A pizza shop where you make your own pie?
No. It is a pizza shop, though.
A coffee table book made?
No. Okay. Stop. It's a pizza shop called Dead Serious Pizza.
Okay.
And if you order $50 or more worth of pizza,
easy,
we'll deliver it in a hearse. We're dead serious about our pizza. Think about this.
Well, I mean, if you can get the hearse, you know.
Oh, it would be fantastic. All the kids would want the hearse to pull up in front of their house.
We got to order $50 worth of coffee here. Dead serious. You know, pizza.
Yeah, dead serious pizza.
Uh-huh.
Like, listen, we're not going to do
it. If your order's at like 35, you're like, you know, if we add another pie, we could get the hearse.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think like kids' birthday parties.
You don't feel like it's a little insensitive?
No. We're dead serious about our pizza. I think it'd be fantastic. Hmm. You could paint up the hearse, make it all fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Dead serious pizza.
I'm telling you, someone is going to do it.
How about...
Listen, this is 100% my idea.
How about the logo is the circle of the pizza.
Yeah.
But on the pizza... is a face with the eyes X'd.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
so the pizza is like a smiley face with pepperoni,
uh-huh.
but then X's for the eyes.
X's for the eyes.
Dead serious pizza.
Dead serious pizza.
I'm telling you, it's a fantastic idea. Someone's going to make a killing. You could franchise it.
Mm-hmm. Just what do you want? 1%?
Yeah, I'll take 1%.
Just for the idea.
For the idea. Uh-huh. It's all yours.
You can take it from here. You take 99% of the profits. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got any other ideas up your
sleeve? I've got a ton. I'll save them for another day.
How about a toothbrush that vibrates?
I'll do... That's fine. I don't need that in my life. I'm going to pay for that. Dead serious pizza. I'm paying for that. Okay, listen. I don't care about the Super Bowl, the NFL. I watched like half the game. But before the game, my son Gus...
Mm-hmm.
Comes up to me and he goes, "Who are you rooting for?"
Yeah,
I said, Tom Brady, you know, he's great. He's the GOAT. And I just, it'd be fun to see him win outside of the Patriots.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I said, what? He goes, I'm rooting for the Chiefs. And he starts laughing. I said, you want to make a bet? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, his bedtime's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I said, so if the Chiefs win, you can stay up to 9 o'clock all week. And if the Chiefs lose, you have to go to bed at 7 o'clock all week.
Wow.
Chiefs lost.
How's that going?
It was pretty fun. Monday, I got home from work like at 3:30.
Yeah.
And, or I got home, it was about 4. And I go upstairs, take a shower. I come out of the shower and I poke my head in the boy's room and he's laying down in his bed watching TV. I said, you getting ready for bed already? It's so I've been poking, you know.
Has he gone to bed at 7?
Well, so I don't know. I'm not enforcing it. I mean, he was upstairs at 7. Mm-hmm. He's probably playing
video
games.
You're just staying out of your way.
It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's fun just to poke.
That's fun.
You know.
I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl.
0%.
Well, no, that's not true. I did pull it up because I was trying to find a way because somebody dropped by the house for a second. I was trying to pull it up for them so that I could show them the score. And then once I finally got to pull it up, I think I watched 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
You didn't miss much. About
this. Yeah.
The halftime show was the worst. Stella, did you watch it with us?
Yeah.
It was the worst halftime show ever.
I saw a meme where it was the guy and he was like in a cheese grater or something. Somebody's making fun of it or something.
It was so bad.
I don't know. Yeah.
It was so bad. It was the worst.
Who was the Weekend? Entertainment?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. I could not name one of his songs. And they don't even spell it right. It's W-E-K-N-D or something. It's pronounced Weekend.
Okay.
Do you know who this is?
It's a band?
No, it's a guy.
We're old.
I know. I feel like my dad. But I'm her dad. So
you're a dad.
I am a dad. And I don't care.
Yeah. No, I couldn't care less myself.
I think it was
a
thing.
Anybody on the halftime show that they could plausibly get that would make you say, you know what, I'm gonna watch this.
Mumford.
Yeah, I think Mumford could play the halftime show. They're big enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would tune in specifically to watch Mumford.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
That of people that could actually plausibly.
Yeah.
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 I mean, because you could pick other people, but.
Yeah. I have a friend that started playing a banjo. Like, his name's Scott. He was listening to the show for a while. I don't know if he still watches or not, but like if Scott was playing in the halftime show, I'd probably watch.
He just plays a banjo?
He just started. I don't know. I don't know how good he is. He's on Facebook playing a banjo.
Probably not very good if he just started.
Well, I don't know.
Does he play any other instruments?
Maybe he's a quick learner. I don't know. He was Gideon's baseball coach. So if Scott played the halftime show, I'd watch that.
Well, the Super Bowl used to be a big deal. Is it not a big deal anymore?
This year's was the lowest ranking in like a decade.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's fantastic.
It's not.
It's because it's political.
You know what? You know what? We don't get into politics.
No.
Here. That's not our thing.
No. I hate
it. But.
I hate it.
I know when I turned it off. I had it on for 5 minutes. And then they said something about recognizing the police officers that were at the Capitol.
Why do you hate police officers?
I love police officers. They said something about recognizing the police officers that were at the Capitol.
Yeah.
And during I don't remember the words they used, but they made it, of course. And I was like,
it's political.
Oh my gosh. I forgot. I don't know how I forgot, but this is super political. Yeah. All American
it
sports.
It all is. I can't
it. Yeah. Almost all sports.
Well, English Premier, I think they do it right. So everybody's on the field.
They do the kneel down to end racism.
To end racism.
Because they're going to end it, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're gonna take
you know, when they're done, racism won't exist anymore. Like,
listen.
It literally, that's the terminology they use.
I know, but
they want to end racism.
Listen.
You're not going to end racism.
It will be here forever.
Yes.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
as long as I'm here.
It's actually a problem in Premier Soccer.
No, I get it.
It's a problem.
Just don't say you're going to end it because you're not going to end it.
Slow it.
Fight it.
Slow the spread.
You know, spread love. I don't know. But like, don't say things that are not possible. As long as there are people on this planet that look and sound different, they will hate each other because they look and sound different.
Yes.
It's just the way it is.
Are you familiar
with it? Doesn't make it right.
The Sneetches.
The
Sneetches on Beaches with Stars Upon Stars.
Is that a Dr. Seuss thing?
Yes. If you don't know it, you have to read it.
Okay. It's, I mean, okay.
Listen, I'm serious. I have it. I'll bring it in. You can read it.
I'll do. Can I do a public reading of it? Maybe that can be a whole episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Road Radio. Legally, I don't know if we can get away with that.
Which we could try.
It's like a 4-minute read.
That's I'm sure YouTube wouldn't kick
Sylvester
anybody off.
McMonkey McBean comes in with his star on machine because the sneeches on the beaches with stars upon theirs thought they were better than the ones without. Wow. So the ones without pay money to Sylvester McMonkey McBean.
Can I get a point?
To get the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back and forth into these machines until nobody knew which sneeches was which.
Okay.
And
it's a real moral of the story kind of a thing.
Yeah. Hmm. There's always going to be someone that's different.
Yeah.
And you're going to, if you're in the majority, you're going to come across as we're better than you.
Mm-hmm. If and you're if in the lower minority, class overtakes the higher class,
then it will switch.
It'll just be a matter of time before they look down upon the others.
I just got done reading.
Little thing I like to call human nature.
Yeah. I just got done reading George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah. Scary.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
It's we're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on the brink.
Don't watch the movie. It's disappointing.
I've never seen the movie. Yeah. I think they should redo the movie.
Agreed.
I never saw the original.
It's the same thing as Fahrenheit. What's the name of that book? Fahrenheit. It's the temperature at which paper spontaneously combusts.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Stella, is there a problem?
No.
Okay. She looks like there's a weird look on her face. Like something is happening.
Definitely looks like there's. Anyway, I'm not going to look it up. So it's a super popular book by Ray Bradbury. And the point of it is that it's this world where book burning has happened. So they've burned all the books. And that's the people that are in charge have burned all of the books.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And historically speaking, we know book burning.
Bad idea.
Anybody that's burning books, those are bad people.
Yes.
And today, Jason, the people that are in charge of the internet, basically, Google and...
They're burning digital books.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's that. Now, they wouldn't burn books because that's too taboo. Like, they literally wouldn't burn... Because we all know we have it somewhere in the back of our head. Book burning bad. Book burning bad.
Yeah.
But they're doing the exact same thing. Like, the exact same thing.
They're eliminating free speech. Thought.
Yes.
It's the thought police.
Yes.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's awful.
Yeah. Listen, we're not a political show.
Yeah.
This is not, this is just a general
and
thing.
And listen, I know that we're on Google and Apple platforms.
Yeah.
And I don't want to speak ill of them, but I don't like them, you know? So if I had another option, we tried to go on Rumble, but somehow
it
wasn't quite working or something.
I don't know. Okay, so let's get off of that.
We're not getting political.
No, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to jump straight to religion.
Great.
Would you rather, if we had a show that was not this show, you were
I mean, I like where you're going already.
You were forced to either talk politics or religion. What would it be?
Religion.
Okay.
I politics, schmolitics, you know, that's what I say.
Teenage politics, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, MXPX action. When do you have anything? I mean, I've got a whole list of
things. Well, I got one thing. How's that? I mean, I got a couple things. I could talk about this coffee, delicious,
by the way.
You like it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Some people don't like it.
Is it a blonde roast?
I don't know.
It looks like it could be blonde.
It might be blonde.
Yeah.
The other day when we were driving through Starbucks and I ordered a tall hot blonde, got a good laugh in the car. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, this coffee is very good. And I'm glad that you appreciate that.
Yeah.
I've given it to a couple people with lesser palates and they're like, it's okay. I'm like, I think it's pretty good actually.
Yeah.
And they're like,
there is a sweetness to it.
There is a sweetness to it. And this is black coffee, my friends. There's no, I mean, I didn't put any sweetener in it. It is.
No. The sweetener does not belong in coffee.
No.
Now, I will do...
Now, if it's a dark coffee, you put some heavy cream in
it. I was just going
to
say that.
I'm not opposed to that.
Heavy cream.
Get a little fat in my coffee.
I'm 10 days into keto. I'm down 7 pounds.
I'm doing pretty good myself. Mm. I did have 4 small peanut butter cookies the other day, but it was made by a child. You know what I mean? When a child makes cookies...
You eat them.
4 of them. So we can talk either about the laughing crying emoji, or we can talk about standing ovations. Let's decide.
Let's do the emoji.
Okay. Jason.
Yeah.
The laughing crying emoji. You know it, like,
yeah.
You know, and the crying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's overused, and it's, I feel a pressure to use it. First of all, I won't type LOL.
So we just had this in a group chat. You, me, and...
I use it all the time.
John.
John Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He sent out a pretty funny meme making fun of Mo Salah.
Yeah.
For diving. Very funny.
Very
actually.
Funny.
And
I used it. Yeah.
And sometimes people will send me something and it's just a way of saying, oh, I'm recognizing that you think that's funny. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's funny. I think you think it's funny.
But what else do I? How else?
LOL?
I won't do LOL. I'm against it.
ROTFLOLO?
No. ROTFLOLO?
Is that a thing?
Rolling on the floor, laughing.
Yeah. Uh huh.
No, I won't do that one. And I'm just not. I feel like. And there's another one that's not tears, you know, but then there's a smiling one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the tap back. I like the tap back.
What's that? I don't know.
On texting, when you can just hold it and you can do like, ha ha, whatever.
No, that's great.
I like that.
Well, on Apple, you can do Apple to Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't.
If it's a.
Do a Google like
if
that.
If it's a whatever kind of phone, you can't do it. I do like that. Nothing says I'm ready for this conversation to be over more than.
Yeah.
Giving the tap back thumbs up.
Yeah.
I mean, if I sent the emoji thumbs up, then that maybe
that's back and forth.
Maybe there's another. Yeah. But the moment I give you the tap back, it's like, I'm done with this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want to continue.
I acknowledge I read this. Yeah.
You got it. I got it. I understand.
Do you ever shut your read receipts off?
What is that?
So on an Apple to Apple texting.
Yeah.
I can see when you read my.
Yes, but text. I don't think you can now.
No, because, I think you can.
Well, no, on mine, because the last, when I was setting up my new phone like a year and a half ago, they asked me about that. They said, do you want people to know?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't want them to know.
Oh, so your default is nobody knows.
Nobody knows if I read their text or not.
Yeah.
I don't want people to know.
Yeah.
They can on Facebook Messenger though, and there's nothing, I don't think I could do anything about that.
No. But, you have to see the preview screen.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you get like
listen.
The first.
I know.
Listen.
Listen.
You get like the first like what sentence?
Yeah.
Maybe half a sentence?
Yeah.
And you hope you can figure it out.
Sometimes I'm going to procrastinate and I'm not going to get back to you. And I want you to think. And
I just haven't read it yet.
So when I text you back, sorry, just got this.
Yeah.
You actually believe it.
Yeah.
You know. I'm not saying a lie about it, but like I feel like there's a way to say it. That like it's technically true. Sorry, just opened this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Been a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a long day. I mean, I read this 3 days ago, but you know. No, that's tough. I think anymore.
I think some people think they're funnier than they are because they're getting those laughing, crying emojis. And it's just people wanting to end the conversation. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think we have a whole society of people. Not us, of course.
No.
That think they're funny, and they're not funny.
No. On a scale 1 to 100, 0 to 100, or 1 to 100, I don't care.
It's a big difference, Jason.
You pick. 100 is like the funniest guy ever.
Okay.
0 is not funny. Like PBS documentary.
Okay. I mean, some of those can be. I get it. Okay. On a scale of.
Where do you put yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
So
because it's going to be higher than what you're going to rate yourself higher than what you really are.
I don't appreciate that.
Whatever it is.
So 100 is funniest
knock
person
off
ever.
10.
Zero is the least funniest person ever.
Yeah.
And where do I fall?
Stella, I'm going to type up a number in my phone and I'm going to tell you what I think he thinks he is. I want you to verify this.
I mean, there are a lot of people in this world.
Yeah.
Currently, there's 7 billion people.
Okay, do you see that number?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the number I think he's going to say.
Okay. So, you know, your top 5%. I mean, honestly, the top 1%.
That's elite.
Professional comedians.
But they're professional
making
comedians.
A living off of being yes, funny.
Very funny people.
And I think I'm funnier than some of those people.
My number might be too low.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now, you do have some people. Like, somewhere there's like a dentist that's the funniest guy you've ever met.
Yeah.
And he just loves dentistry. And right, he could be a professional comedian.
Right. But he's not.
But he's not.
He's pulling teeth.
But there is that upper echelon.
Yeah. You know, what makes him so funny is the laughing gas. It's like, my people listen, love this.
Listen, this is great. Everything's killing. So I would say, I mean, if I had to put a number on it, I'd put myself at 92.
Oh my gosh, it's so high. No.
There are,
I don't think.
Most people are not funny. So like 70% of people are not funny at all. So then I would say
70% are not funny.
Maybe 75, 80%. They're just not funny. They don't know how to be funny. They might think other things are funny.
Okay.
You know, but they might have a sense of humor in the sense that they laugh funny at things.
Yeah.
But then they actually make someone else laugh. They don't have that ability.
You think 80% of the population does not have the ability to make people laugh.
So now we got 20% that we're working with. And then where do I fall within the 20%?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm
better than half.
Better than half
of
that.
The people that can make someone laugh.
Yeah, I think there's 20% of the world that can make people laugh, and I'm in the top half of that.
Do you think you're higher or lower than Teddy?
Teddy?
Yeah.
Teddy's top tier. I mean,
Teddy is top tier.
He was born to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't compare myself to him. He's like the LeBron James of laughing.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's pretty great.
He's born with it. It's innate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What was the number you wrote down?
85.
Okay.
Well, I think it's probably closer to 70.
It's insulting, but I mean, I stand by my logic.
Listen.
Most people are not funny.
No, that because you've worded it like that, I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 92. 80-something.
I mean, you had me at 85, so.
That's what I thought you were going to be. I didn't say you were 85% funnier than everybody else. When I was, are you done with whatever you were talking about?
Nah, yeah.
When I was about 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
For about 4 or 5 years, every night when I went to bed, I did two things. One, I would peel the wallpaper off the wall a little bit at a time.
NFL wallpaper?
NFL wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty good peel going.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a slow peel over like 3 or 4 years.
Got to be a slow peel.
Like 4 or 5 years later, I got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Who peeled the wallpaper off the wall? Mm-hmm.
Me, every
day. Over a long period of time.
For the last 700 days.
Just pull just a little bit. The other thing I would do, and I still kind of have this wish today.
Mm-hmm.
I would pray that when I woke up in the morning,
mm-hmm,
I would be the physical dimensions of Shaq. That I would be 7 foot tall,
mm-hmm,
strong, dunk a ball.
That you wanted to wake up that way, that overnight it would happen.
Overnight I would be that
way. Okay.
I mean, I was convinced that one morning I'd wake up, my feet would be off the end of the bed.
Sounds great.
I just thought this is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be playing NBA in junior high. You know, Teddy and Gus's age, praying that I was going to be like Shaq. Never happened.
Do you feel like if you were 7 foot tall, you definitely would be in the NBA?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Do you know what percent of the population is 7 foot tall? Like, less than funny.
Yeah, I hear you.
To be 7 foot tall, you're going to play. Listen,
but
okay,
don't you think if you're 7 foot tall, when you're younger, you're not like working on basketball as much because you're just so much taller than everyone else that you're just dominant, and so you don't even have
okay,
to practice.
Okay, if I was the way I was, but 7 foot tall.
You had all the skills you had,
yes,
but you're 7 foot tall.
I would 100% be in the NBA.
I feel the same way. Yeah.
I don't think that's a stretch at all.
But if you grow up being 7 foot tall, a lot of times those tall people,
I think your skill set changes.
They're frustrated about being tall. They don't like being tall. It's a burden. And everybody's like, oh, you want to play basketball? You're like, no, actually, I just want to, you know, do lawn care or something. You know, I don't know. And I can't because like bending over is hard for me because I'm so tall and I can't pull the weeds like I want to pull them. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he does fruit and trees.
Oh, well, actually.
He's tall. He can reach up and grab it.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I think 100% college basketball,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt.
Yes.
7 foot tall.
No. Yeah, 7 foot tall. You don't have to do
it. You sit on the bench.
Someone will take you.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
But I think NBA is a strong. Now, today's NBA, everybody's 7 foot.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's 7 foot tall. He's mm-hmm. draining threes.
Draining threes, yeah.
20, 30 years ago, when we were little, mm-hmm. every team had 1 7-footer.
Yeah.
Like, I think people have gotten.
And he wasn't particularly skilled.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Whittington.
Yeah.
Luke Longley.
Yeah.
These guys.
Are you kidding? These guys?
These guys?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're 7 foot, but they mm-hmm. can't do anything.
Yeah.
Bill Whittington?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cartwright.
Bill Cartwright was good, though.
He was good.
He shot his free throws. Was he the one that did like this, or did he do this?
I don't remember. It was weird one.
I think he's the one that would bring it out and then would just go like that.
Like flick it.
I mean, once his hand goes out, he's like 3 feet from the rim at that point.
Yeah, he'd almost dunk it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish so bad I could have been 7 foot tall. Now, as an adult, I think that would be miserable.
It'd be a burden.
Yeah.
And it's got to affect. I wonder what the average life expectancy of a 7 foot person is.
Well, Bill Russell's still kicking. He's like 80.
Okay.
Something.
So he's maybe breaking the curve, but I'll bet the average life expectancy.
65.
I would say 60.
Really?
Yeah, I'll bet. It's not easy to be that tall.
It's a lot for the heart.
It's a lot for the heart, you know?
I don't know. I mean, if you had a full life at 60, mm-hmm. played in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
lots of stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think it's too important to me to be funny?
I think you want to be funny really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right or wrong.
Okay.
I just think that maybe you emphasize that a little too much in your life.
Yeah.
Do I want to be funny? Yeah. Am I? Not as funny. You are funnier than I am.
Hey, I can die a happy man. But you also think you're a better basketball player than I am.
That's obvious.
I don't know.
100% obvious.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
I was more of an athlete. And you... Look at that picture.
Listen.
That guy...
I'll play one-on-one with you right now, and I will beat you.
I don't think so. It's cold outside.
Do you think I care too much about being funny? Like our friend Matt Neff, he cares too much about being funny.
You think Matt cares too much about being funny?
Yeah, I think he'd admit that. He really wants to be funny.
Really?
He'd rather be funny.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I think Matt is funny.
He is funny. Yes.
But usually he wants to be funnier than funny.
He wants to be the funniest.
I don't think that that's good. I don't think it's good to be funny. I think it's good to be funny, but not funny funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think
there's... about funny business?
No, you definitely don't want funny business. That's not the funny bit. That you do not uh-huh. want funny business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all sorts of messed up. You into that funny business?
I don't even know. Sometimes I worry that it's too important for me to be funny. So we are both a part of a summer camp.
Yes.
That we grew up in.
Yes.
Called Impact. And at Impact, I have been labeled funny.
Yeah. You have
Here's
to live
the thing.
Up to it.
Here's the thing. From the moment I'm around anybody, I want to be funny. I want them to think that I'm funny. But I don't want to be labeled as funny in a group like that.
Because you're not.
I'm not that funny.
No, you're not.
Somebody told me, they're like, you don't even have to do anything. You're just funny. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm like,
yeah, you're not.
I don't like
you're
that.
You're not that.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I told Erica, I said, they think I'm really funny. I don't like that. She's like, what do you mean you don't like that? That's like the only thing you want to be is funny. Like,
but
like,
it's within that circle.
I was like, yeah, this is no good. I don't want to be the funny guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to be funny.
A guy who's funny.
I want to be a guy who's funny. I don't want to be the funny guy.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of pressure to live up to.
It is a lot of pressure. So I'm the brother of the funny guy.
That's a bad spot.
Yeah. I got nothing. I'm not mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just the brother of the funny guy.
You're the brother of funny guy. And people then you have to endure people talking to you about how funny I am.
Yeah, it's like, listen, like, guys, he's really
he's
not. He's not that funny.
He's pulled the wool over your eyes.
Yeah.
You think he's not that funny. I mean, he's funny, but he's not that funny.
Like, just, you know, he doesn't make up his own jokes. Like, everything he says is from, like, Comedy Central stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, he steals. He writes them down. Mm-hmm. He's, like, sitting in his bed at night writing down all the jokes.
I have a I have a folder in my phone.
That you've copied other people's jokes.
No, of my stand-up material.
That you're going to do.
One day, I'll do stand-up. And I honestly
think... I think I could do stand-up better than you.
What?
Listen, you got to be somewhat... level.
What?
Level. You can't, like, just be that...
That what?
Just look at that.
What do you mean?
You want to be Tommy Boy?
I don't. That's
physical
not...
comedy. Lose some weight. I don't go on stage.
First of all,
looking like Tommy Boy.
I am losing weight. Secondly, I don't do physical comedy.
Well,
I mean, I've done physical comedy, but I don't. That's not my shtick. You know, I don't do physical.
You're gonna
comedy.
Have to lose weight if you want to be funny.
I'm. Well, first of all, I don't agree with that.
I think so. Because if you're
who's
fat,
the funny, of all the funny people that you can think of,
yeah.
Who's the guy that makes you laugh just by looking at him? It's Danny McBride.
Yeah, but I don't, you're fatter than he is.
Not.
Yes.
I don't know about that. Danny McBride? I think we're kind of equal fat. I don't know. I've not seen him lately.
I've not.
I also don't look in the mirror.
Let me tell you, I'm looking. I just think if you're the fat guy and you're trying to do funny,
okay,
I think people are going to look at you and expect slapstick.
Hmm.
I don't think there's a funny comedian.
John Lovitz.
Yeah, he's chunky. I don't know if he's fat.
I mean, I'd say I'm chunky.
A little bit more than chunky. You're bigger than John Lovitz. I mean, I haven't seen John Lovitz recently.
The most hurtful thing. I mean, in a long
just
list.
Speaking truth. Of I said you were funnier than me.
Yeah, and I feel like now you're trying to make up for that. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You said something nice and it hurt you deep inside. You're like, oh,
no, I'm just saying if you want to be funny, you got to lose weight. If you're going to do the stand-up stuff. Because otherwise you're going to expect slapstick.
I don't know that that's true.
In a routine, I think I could deliver the routine better.
Do you think you could come up with a routine better?
No.
I think that's what being funny is.
No, it's not. It's, well, listen. Spontaneous funny. You're spontaneous funny.
Louis Anderson. He's a fat guy.
I told you I gave you a whole stick of butter.
It's not physical comedy. What is your problem?
I don't know. I'm fidgety. I had coffee.
I've had a lot of coffee today.
Yeah.
You think we should just move on to the Netflix suggestion of the week?
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, I watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is brought to you by Netflix.
Okay.
It's a Netflix series. I don't know if it's Netflix original.
Okay.
Or it's just labeled Netflix series. It's called The Ripper.
Is it about Jack?
It is not about Jack. It is about a serial killer, though. So in the 1970s, yeah, it's true.
It's like a documentary?
It's a documentary.
Okay.
It's a mini-series.
Okay.
So it's a four-part mini-series. Each episode is about 40 to 50 minutes.
All right.
And it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
He was brutally murdering women.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them down a road where they thought they typecast him as a certain type of person, mm-hmm. and he was not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up catching him. I mean, it was like a decade later.
Mm.
But it was this huge thing in England, mm. you know, in a small patch. I think between Manchester and, it was in the Manchester area.
Okay.
You know, the surrounding counties.
Mm-hmm.
He would kind of bounce around and murder and just do really bad things to these young women.
And this is how you choose to spend your time.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a really good series.
Yeah.
I mean, not kid appropriate. I mean, there was
obviously
tons of stuff in there that is not kid appropriate, but every once in a while I do get in that kick, the serial killer murderer that fascinates me. I love watching it. I don't think I would ever do it.
Do you think that
there's something like these guys, so For instance.
What do you think the... Get to your thing in a second.
Okay.
What, if you took the population of the world...
We should have started with this.
What percentage of those people are serial killers? Like...
It's less than one.
Okay. So let's say it's 0.1%.
Yeah, maybe less than that.
Okay. For the sake of this discussion, let's say it's 0.1%.
Yeah.
Of the people that enjoy watching documentaries about serial...
99%.
So... But yeah. You like to watch that stuff.
I do. It intrigues me.
So you're just
me.
Part of the 1% that is not...
I'm not the serial killer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just like watching stuff about it.
Okay.
Like, what makes these people tick? Like, what is the driving motivation? What... I'm just fascinated by it. Like, cult leaders, serial killers, like
I
bad
love
people.
A good cult
listen.
Documentary.
A if good you, cult documentary is
I'm
fantastic.
A big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan of the cult documentaries.
Someday I'll have my own.
Documentary?
Cult.
And then we'll make a documentary
yes.
about it.
Mm-hmm. So like years ago, I haven't seen anything on it, but like the BTK killer, Bind, Torture, Kill out of Kansas City, I think it was.
I don't know that one.
I mean, it was fairly recent, like in the 2000s, I think.
Okay.
But the guy was like, he was a volunteer at the sheriff's department. He was on, taught Sunday school at church. Mm-hmm. He had a wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy looked very normal. A mm-hmm. very normal person. He killed tons of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is going on with this?
Can I give you my theory?
Yeah.
The devil.
Well, that's one option.
Okay.
I don't think you... Our friend Matt Neff.
Okay.
I'm going to throw him under the bus here. I've never told the story in public, but, you know, it applies right now.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
So... Matt and I worked together for a short period of time, and I was his manager, and I had him scheduled to go out and do a certain job.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be there like at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had to leave the office around 7.
Sure.
So he shows up and he's late.
Mm.
Well, he's got to be there at 9 o'clock. Yeah. I scheduled this thing to happen at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm like, what is going on? Dude, you can't be late like this. I've scheduled this ahead of time.
Right.
And he's like, devil gave me a flat tire.
Stop.
The devil himself.
Beelzebub, Prince of Darkness.
He gave you a flat tire this morning.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, I had a flat tire. Okay, just say that.
Mm.
Listen, the devil should not get all the credit for all the bad that's in the world. People are bad enough as it is. They don't need the devil to be influencing them at all times. Listen, the truth is, let's get on religion since we're on it.
Let's do it.
If the devil could influence the head of a, let's just say, news network.
Yeah.
Who then in turn would broadcast 24 hours a day lies and deception.
Mm-hmm.
So millions of people are being affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
The devil doesn't have to lie to millions of people. He just has to lie to one person who is going to affect millions of people.
Okay.
Right? I don't think the devil has to be given credit for all the serial killers,
okay.
is what I'm saying. I think people are bad enough as it is. I think there's tons of bad, bad people
out
there.
Is it worth bringing the Bible into this discussion, or are we using logic? Like just pure cold logic?
Pure cold logic.
So you're not interested in what the Bible would say?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it just, you know.
What's the Bible saying?
that you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God.
Yeah, the spirit of the devil. It's like the spirit of Christmas.
I'm not saying he's omnipresent like God or anything.
See, that's the problem. God is all places at all times. The devil's not. He's roaming around seeking whom he may devour. That's what the Bible says, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's one person in one place at one time.
He's a pretty good networker, though.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
What is your Netflix suggestion of the week? Listen, I would love to do a religion podcast. I don't know if anybody would watch.
I don't. I wouldn't. Listen, my Netflix suggestion of the week is because I got a new CBS free week trial by using a different email address. Just so that I could pull up the
Super Bowl. CBS All Access.
So that I could pull up the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I only have it for, I got to cancel it in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But I got Blue Bloods back in my life. And there were three episodes that we hadn't seen. Yeah. And now I've watched them all. And if you haven't seen it, Blue Bloods, I highly recommend it. It's like 11 seasons, and it's great. I love it. I'm a big fan. Big fan of Blue Bloods. So that's my Netflix.
Do they ever talk about reverse mortgages?
Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
No. No.
Because he's the one that does that,
cop
right?
Cop stuff. I don't know who does that. It's old like people.
Old people, reverse mortgages, and buy gold and silver.
Or some sort of cream for your aches. And pains.
Various creams. Various creams and lotions.
That would not be a bad episode title.
Various creams and lotions.
We probably will.
I mean, you got to listen to all of it before you get to the tagline.
Yeah. I mean, it could be confusing. So maybe we'll avoid that one.
People are sitting there. I'm waiting for the various creams.
What do you think?
Lotions.
Maybe Dan thinks he's funny?
I don't know.
We'll break it down. There'll be a great title to this episode.
Will there?
I don't know.
Usually, will it be funny?
There's not.
There's a lot of pressure.
God
this
willing.
Will be the funniest title ever.
If the devil doesn't stop me. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, booba, sit. Good dog.
I've spoken.